Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. Amanda Grace here with you. Hold on one second here. Let me see if I can, I want to see, wait one second here. Welcome to everybody coming in. I'm checking my mic right now because it's saying Real Tech. And for some reason, this microphone's not on. Oh, hold on a second. I know what happened. Hold on. Hold on. This microphone, for some reason, came out. Hold on a second here. Hold on. Just give me a moment here. I'm going to plug it in, then we're going to get going as people are jumping on. I just realized it before I went on that the wrong microphone was plugged in. But we should be ready to go in just a moment here. All right, I'm going to... Here we go. Hello, everyone. All right. We got the right microphone going now. I realized it at the last moment when we went on that the mic was coming from my camera and it wasn't coming from the microphone. That's right here. So thank you for bearing with me for a moment. Welcome to everybody coming in the United States and around the world. We're very happy to have you with us tonight. Cyrus is in the office. He just laid down. I think Buster's over here as well. We've got animals coming in like crazy. We're going to say hi to some of you that are coming in the United States and around the world tonight. Let's see who's in. Oh, I see Florida and Texas. Hello and God bless you. Let's see Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hello to our friends in Tulsa. God bless you. United Kingdom. Hello to our international audience, our wonderful friends in England who are watching us. Hello, Missy. So Missy, Toby, Cyrus, Buster and Esther have now arrived in the office. We're going to see who else we can cram into the office tonight, who's going to come in. But there's about five animals in the office right now. Yes, Toby has a diaper on. Yes, Toby's got a little wrap on in the house. I see Hawaii. Hello and God bless you. I see New Jersey, Massachusetts, Wyoming. God bless all of you. The chat is flying. Greece. Hello to our wonderful friends in Greece. God bless you. Thrilled to have you on with us tonight. Let's see who else. New Jersey. I see Maine as well. El Paso, Texas. Hello and God bless you. Hello to all of our viewers in Texas. We have quite a bit of viewership in Texas. We're thrilled to have you on with us tonight. Oh, let's see. Louisiana. Shalom to you. Hello, upstate New York. Hello to our neighbors in upstate New York. God bless you. Pennsylvania. I see Puerto Rico. Hello to all of you. God bless you. I see Georgia, Richmond, Indiana, Long Beach, Reno, Nevada. God bless all of you. Cincinnati as well. God bless you. Georgia. Hello and God bless you as well. I see California, Arkansas. Oh, let's see who else is coming in. The chat's going so fast. Florida as well. Missouri, Finland. Hello and God bless all of you. And hello to our wonderful viewers in Finland that are watching us tonight. Thrilled to have you on with us. And hello also to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. I see Australia as well coming in. Hello to our friends across the globe in Australia. We're thrilled to have you with us tonight. Okay, praise the Lord. Happy to be back. We had 2 days of crazy here, which I will talk about in a moment. Thrilled to be back, though, with all of you tonight. We normally don't broadcast on a Wednesday, but given what transpired Monday and Tuesday, just for this week, we had to move the broadcast to Wednesday. So what we're going to do is, as people are coming in and being notified that we've gone live, we're going to open up in prayer. We're going to give this over to the Lord. Guys, there has been stuff happening this past week that we are going to prophetically and biblically get into that is incredible given the time that we're in. So we're really going to break down especially what's coming out of New York City and how it's affecting the nation. But there is some profound events that happen to be happening in this window that we're in right now that we are going to talk about. We're going to do a deep dive into it. And so we're looking very forward to doing that with you tonight. So let's open up in prayer. Let's give this over to the Lord. And then we will be off and running tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your holy, precious name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day. We come into your courts with thanksgiving and praise, saying your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We come humbly but boldly to the throne of grace, Father God, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we've sinned and fallen short in you. Father, we praise you that your mercies are new every single day. Lord, and we just acknowledge, Father God, Lord, that your son Jesus Christ, Father God, came to the earth. Yeshua HaMashiach was the Word, became flesh. He dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And we legally apply that tonight, Father God. Lord, we praise you that when Jesus Christ said, it is finished at Calvary, he said, tetelestai, paid in full. He blotted out ordinances. He disarmed principalities and powers. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. He miraculously rose again. He ascended back to be with the Father, where he victoriously took his seat at his right hand, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let your power, your presence, the weight of your glory, your holiness, the weight of the conviction of who you are, Father God, your truth, your might, mightily go forth tonight, Father God. Lord, let people tangibly feel your presence. Let the Holy Spirit go forth and be the counselor and lead and guide not only this broadcast, but those watching and minister to them, Father God. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would go before us tonight, be our front and rear guard. Order our steps, Lord. Order my words as we go forth with you. Fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Lord, and our team, the humble privilege of being a vessel of your power. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround the skies, the land, above and below, north, south, east, and west, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father God, that every work of darkness and iniquity, Father God, would be struck down, canceled, and destroyed, Father God, that every demonic conspiracy would be destroyed by the holy fire of God, that every demonic embargo would be brought down and destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we praise you. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you are Adonai, you are El Shaddai, Father God. We praise you that you are our shield, our glory, and the lifter of our head, Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority right now, rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, intimidation, bullying, witchcraft of any kind, and threat that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, familiar spirits, puppets, and agents of the enemy would attempt in the name of Jesus Christ. We command that aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disarmed, disabled, nullified, voided, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, disarmed, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such, Father God, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We will simply just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Every breath we take is because of you. We praise you for the breath in our lungs, Father God. We praise you that you gave us life, Father God. We praise you that you have given us life and life more abundant. It is written, John 10:10, the thief may come to steal, kill, and destroy, but I, the Lord your God, have come to give you life and life more abundant. James 4:7, it is written, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee from you. you. Father, help us to submit and surrender under your wings. Help us to take refuge, Father God. Let your shield be our shield. Let your truth be our shield and buckler. Father, let the full armor of God, according to Ephesians chapter 6, be put on us this day, that the shield of faith would go up in the name of Jesus Christ to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command every arrow, weapon, and dart being fired at us by the enemy and his agents be reversed upon the senders now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And we command in the name of Jesus Christ, the sword of the Spirit be activated with all of its capabilities to now work in our favor, to destroy the snares the enemy attempts to place in our way, to pierce, puncture, dismantle, and destroy every plot, assignment, word, weapon, device, agent, snare, or campaign the enemy would attempt to deploy at us, to remove every physical and spiritual blockade and embargo the enemy would attempt to place in our way, and to make the way straight for us to walk in the victory, power, authority, prosperity, the spiritual clarity and maturity, Father God, that you have ordained for us, Lord. Father, we praise you. We ask you take all the glory for yourself, Father God. We give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever, Lord. We praise you. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you jumping on during prayer. We're very happy to have you on with us. If you could share this broadcast right now, like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. It's a blessing that our viewership does this for us, our viewers, and that if you could share it, we would be very, very grateful for that. Okay, so before I begin tonight, I wanted to just briefly tell you about the past couple of days, what has been going on here. So Sunday night into Monday, I was up with Chester almost all night. His blood sugar completely crashed. He went to the vet. The vet gave him some medicine. His blood sugar plummeted to 41. And I was on the phone with the doctor. We have her, one of our vet's phone numbers for emergencies here at the sanctuary. And so I began basically emergency measures on Chester. We got his blood sugar back up. It was a fight all night, but we got it back up. Praise God. He was taken to the vet the next day. And so Chester has, praise God, made an amazing turnaround. Amazing. Since then, he's doing so much better. But I was exhausted on Monday from that. And then Tuesday, we get a not only severe storm watch, but a tornado watch for the entire area. And what was amazing is our area was engulfed in red. So at the 5 o'clock hour and the 8 o'clock hour, our area was completely engulfed in deep red. Well, I went outside with my tallit and my shofar, and I blew the shofar, and I anointed the property, and I started to pray, and our team started to pray, and I literally watched on radar this storm suddenly hook right around us, and it literally made like a semicircle, and the worst of it just hooked right around us, and all we got was some rain. So praise God, that was incredible, because it was heading right for us, and it was a tornado watch at that point, so it was very serious weather. But I literally watched this on the radar, this storm just hook and just go like this. It was incredible to watch. Praise the Lord. Thank you to everyone who was praying. We put posts out yesterday to tell people what was going on and why I wouldn't be coming on live, because heaven forbid of anything, I have to try to get Chris and the animals to the basement. And so I had to basically be on watch. And so thank you to everyone who prayed. But that storm, praise God, literally went right around us. So that was amazing. And I'm very grateful to the Lord for that. Everyone here was protected. We were all okay. Surrounding areas got hit. There were some mini tornadoes that hit some of our surrounding areas yesterday. So praise God for his protection. And we're very, very grateful. So that's what happened and why now we're here together Wednesday night. So that's the abridged version of what went on. So now we're going to get into it, guys, because by the way, today we're going to get into this is the 9th of Av. The 9th of Av begins at sundown today on the Jewish calendar. What does that mean? Well, I'm going to tell you, because it's fascinating, the events that happened leading up to the 9th of Av, which starts tonight into tomorrow. Don't be surprised if overnight or tomorrow morning, something explosive happens in this nation. Don't be surprised if it happens here, if it happens in Israel. Don't be shocked, because there's something specific about the ninth of Av when it comes to this. So we're going to talk about that too. But first, we're going to start with the latest, and then we're going to work our way back. Basically, we're going to start with President Trump and what's being reported today on the 9th of Av. By the way, President Trump puts out this post we're about to show you on the 9th of Av. And so we'll put up the article for you. Trump vows to bomb Iran's bridges, power plants, if it shoots at ships in the Strait of Hormuz. President Donald Trump on Wednesday vowed that the U.S. will blow up an Iranian bridge or power plant, including those in the country's capital city of Tehran, every time Iran shoots at a ship in the Strait of Hormuz. The threat, delivered via a Truth Social post, ratchets up hostilities between the U.S. and the Islamic Republic that were already inflamed. Okay. Now, I want everybody to remember something, because we're going to go from here to New York City, guys, because what's happening out of New York City is explosive, literally. And it's fascinating what's prophetically unfolding. But we have to remember something. People see President Trump post this and they go, how could he threaten to blow up bridges and power plants? And how could he do that? And you just hear the media and the liberal talking heads and the woke right and the pundits all go nuts. But if they understood biblical context, this would make a lot of sense to them. Why is he doing this? You have to remember, President Trump right now is negotiating with Ishmael. He's negotiating with Ishmael. And according to Genesis 16:12, Ishmael is a wild donkey of a man. A wild donkey, not a tame donkey, not a donkey that listens, not an obedient donkey, is a wild donkey of a man. And the only thing a wild man understands is a man wilder than they. So the only way a wild man will understand and yield is if they are dealing with someone wilder than they. So with Ishmael, this is not negotiating as usual. You're negotiating with a wild man. You're negotiating with someone that doesn't understand normal terms and conditions of negotiations. You're negotiating against an ideology. That's the difference. You're not just negotiating business. You're actually contending against an ideology that dictates every fiber of their being over when it comes to the leadership of Iran. So this is him negotiating with Ishmael. We are actually watching a negotiation. We're not watching threats and President Trump threatening to bomb bridges and all these other things. No. This is how you negotiate with Ishmael. Ishmael does not understand the regular terms and conditions of a negotiation. You're dealing with a wild man, and the only thing a wild man understands is one that acts even crazier than they do. They understand force. That's all they understand. Which is interesting, because in the sheep pen, which I know a lot about because we have sheep here, livestock yield to force. They only will yield to you if they psychologically are made to understand that you are stronger than they. Ishmael is called a wild donkey of a man. Livestock only understand psychologically and will submit to you when they know you are stronger and more dominant than they. How do you do that? Well, with livestock, you have herding boards. With pigs especially, you have to give them a little shove when they do something wrong, that they actually see, I can move you off your mark, and that causes them to submit. So this is, it's like dealing with livestock. You're dealing with something that psychologically has to understand by force that you are more stronger than they, and you are the dominant one between the two of you. So this is what we are watching unfold. This is what we're watching unfold. Now, President Trump threatens this on the 9th of Av. Today at sundown is the 9th of Av on the Jewish calendar. It's known as the saddest or the most tragic day of the year. Let me tell you what happened on the 9th of Av throughout history, so it's no mistake he's threatening this. to them on the 9th of Ab. So the spies came back with a bad report. The 12, remember the 12 spies? 10 of them came back with a bad report. Both holy temples were destroyed. The Jews were expelled from England. The Jews were expelled from Spain. And World War I began, all on the 9th of Av. No mistake that in this 3-week period leading up to the 9th of Av, that started with the 17th of Tammuz, it is this day that President Trump publicly issues this warning and ultimatum. Now, don't be surprised what transpires into tomorrow over this. Don't be shocked, given it's the 9th of Av, what transpires against Iran, even with Israel and even in our nation. Don't be surprised, given the time it is on the calendar. Now, I want to go to the word of the Lord from February 10th, 2023 for a minute, because this has to do with what we see unfolding now. It says, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the leadership of Iran is on a crumbling pedestal and the innocent blood they shed is being accounted to them for their wage, for their bridge is about to fall down, for the people are desperate and crying out. I, the Lord, hear their cries, and I, the Lord, am moving upon my firstborn to covertly assist the people of Iran as leadership shall be removed under mysterious circumstances, as some deep within the government of Iran are assisting Israel. The Bonhoeffers who see the sheer evil of such leadership. I, the Lord, am protecting them, and they are assisting Israel. That was back in 2023, February 2023. So the same month, 3 years later, that the Ayatollah would be removed. Now, besides this going on, so we have this, we're going to do columns tonight. We have this in this column, right? With what's happening with Iran now and the bridges and the power plants on the 9th of Ab and the threat that has gone out. Now, in these other columns, within the 3 weeks leading up to the 9th of Ab, on the cusp, this is important, of the 9th of Ab, multiple things happened in New York City that are a prophetic picture of where we are headed and biblically the incredible parallels that are running right now out of New York City that have to do with where the nation is headed. Let me explain. So we're going to put up the first article for you. Now, Army veteran in custody after launching incendiary attack on New York City federal building. A U.S. Army veteran with anti-ICE and anti-government views was in custody after lighting fireworks and setting a fire outside a New York City federal building on Monday morning before he was tackled and taken into custody, authorities said. The suspect, Andrew Arabaca, arrived at the employee entrance to 26 Federal Plaza, this is important, about 8:30 a.m. and lit a large firework inside a canister before firing 5 to 7 pellets from an airsoft rifle at the building, authorities said. Okay, and then he basically made the fire worse by dumping liquid on it. This person is from Poughkeepsie, New York, which is only about 25 minutes north of us here. So this is close to, this person's from Poughkeepsie that did this, first of all. Secondly, there's more here than meets the eye when it comes to this incident. So we're going to break this down for you prophetically, and then we're going to go into the other part of what's transpiring in New York City. So this incident happens at 26 Federal Plaza. 26. We are in the year 2026. The building with the address 26 is targeted. 26 Federal Plaza is only half a mile from the World Trade Center. Just to give you an idea how this is inching closer and closer and closer in the 2-year window that equals 9/11, 2025 to 2027. 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. 2 plus 2 plus 7 is 11. So if you put together what happened, you have 26 federal explosion. That's not a suggestion. That's a warning. That's a warning of what is to come. 26 federal explosion, and it happens in the year 2026. I'm telling you now, this was a test run. This is a test run. This happens all within the year. Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, is set to begin on 9/11. With the midterms fast approaching, with the 25th anniversary of 9/11 upon us in America's 250th year, with the 9/11, September 11, 1683, Battle of Vienna with the Ottomans for the Golden Apple transpiring in New York City, known as the Big Apple. This is not an accident how this is lining up. This is a warning, a precursor of the decrees of destruction that will be going out in New York City. 26 federal explosion. You know what that's a warning for too? Washington, D.C. and the White House. You see, it has to do with New York City. It has to do with the Freedom Tower, 9/11, all of that. But it also has to do with Washington, D.C., the White House, the Supreme Court, and Congress. This is not an accident the way this happened. Now, I'm going to go even further with this for you. Let's go back to August 2017, 9 years ago. 9 years ago. At that same building, 26 Federal Plaza, a flash grenade accidentally goes off during President Trump's first term. So President Trump was the 45th president, August 2017. And a grenade, a flash grenade, goes off in front of this same building, 26 Federal Plaza. Now, 9 years later, with President Trump as the 47th president, this building, during his second term, has another incident of an explosion happening in front of that building. So in his 45th term, it happened. In his 47th term, it happened, which equals what? 9-1-1. 9-1-1, 26 federal explosion. That is the hidden message within what we see unfolding with this. This happened in his 45th term. It's now happening in his 47th term. 4 plus 5 is 9. 4 plus 7 is 11. 9-1-1, 26 federal explosion. That is what is hidden within this incident that happened. I'm showing you prophetically what's hidden within this. Now, we have to understand that fire is going out in many forms at this point in the earth. And if we go back to November 20th, 2025, that was the date, November 20th, 2025, word of the Lord, this is what it says. For the snake is looking to birth forth eggs of fire, says the Lord. Fire in many forms. This multi-headed beast has laid eggs in cities. It has laid eggs near the mayor's office of Washington, D.C. It has laid eggs in Chicago, in Michigan, in New York, in New Mexico, in California, in Virginia, says the Lord. Speak the word of the Lord that these eggs are found and destroyed, for they shall birth fiery flying serpents. February 16th, 2026. Word of the Lord. This is beyond terror, says the Lord, although they seek and position such in order to make the scandal happening in New York City wash away, says the Lord. They plan such to raise up a false hero out of the mayor and wash away his family's sins and crimes. However, says the Lord, that shall cause political backdraft up to the governor's seat and force a sudden overturning of seats as the decree of destruction signed off on for New York City near the midterms shall have a reverse edict and consume them, says the Lord. However, says the Lord, it is not just a single area, says the Lord, but a multi-front attack of financial capitals, border areas, and high-ranking cabinet members of the Trump administration. This building contained the offices for ICE, the Immigration Enforcement. This building contained the offices, I believe, for ICE and for the FBI. March 26, 2026. A covenant ratified from New York City where an attempted robbery of the covenant by the Ishmaelites has begun, says the Lord. New York City is about to be shaken. The gallows shall be exposed. New York City will see an incident all the way to Central Park, says the Lord, for the alarm has sounded. Albany shall quake literally as the leadership of New York is shaken, is exposed for having operatives from within. Now, What's interesting is that was March 26, 2026, and the building was 26 Federal Plaza. Now, like I said, Federal Plaza is only about a half mile from the World Trade Center and from the UN, by the way. And it's actually a straight line, I believe, from 26 Federal Plaza to the World Trade Center. I had somebody map this out. Pastor Rick actually mapped this out for me. And it appears to make a straight line from 26 Federal Plaza to the World Trade Center. Now, June 25th, 2026, word of the Lord, this is the warning of what's coming. So we're watching these things transpire now because of what's coming. This is what it says, June 25th, 2026, around the time of September, says the Lord, there shall be an attempted national crisis with the heads and Congress, says the Lord, that shall go up the East Coast to New York City. The attempted attack shall be symbolic. It shall attempt to blow a hole in the foundation. It shall attempt to strike leadership. It shall attempt to send Congress into chaos. It shall attempt to cause a national emergency and mourning, says the Lord. Certain deals cannot be made, says the Lord. The compromises now will cost you when this time comes, says the Lord. Intercede and pray, for I, the Lord, shall intervene to limit the shaking they plot nationally. For they are aiming for the head and the vision of the eagle, says the Lord, in their scope, says the Lord. It shall be attached to a symbolic time of your nation heading to the midterm, says the Lord. They shall attempt tragedy within that window, September to the midterm, says the Lord. An attack to pluck the eagle out of the sky to cause the nation to watch it fall in order to reverse course in America and march it back to the slave block. And it shall be those who were red but have now made a deal that shall be caught assisting in this intricate plot to take power. Intercede and pray, says the Lord, for it can be thwarted and exposed before the nation and cause the nation to humble itself even more and leadership alike. For the enemies within shall be caught in communications that will shock the nation, says the Lord. Okay, so this is happening now. We are watching these things unfold now because it's the precursor of what is to come. It is not an accident. We are in a two-year window that equals 9/11, 2025 to 2027, with a president whose presidencies equal 9/11, 45 and 47, right? Within a year that Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, begins on 9/11 and the 25th anniversary of 9/11 happens in America's 250th year. What are the odds of all of that aligning now? Slim. Slim, unless it's orchestrated. So what I just read to you, the June 25th word of the Lord, is a precursor to what's happening now is a precursor to what is to come. This is why it's 26 Federal, right? Plaza explosion happened with the 45th President Trump, happened with the 47th President Trump, right? 9/11. Trump, 26 Federal. Explosion, Trump, 9/11. This is what is lining up from these incidences getting closer and closer and closer together. Now, I want to go to Genesis 11:9 for a minute, because this has to do with New York City and what's unfolding in this very hour too. Genesis 11:9, the reversal of that is 9/11. And it says, Genesis chapter 11, verse 9. Therefore, the name of the city was Babel, because the Lord confused the language of the entire earth. And from that place, the Lord scattered and dispersed them over the surface of the earth. Babel was about building their own system to rival God and to gain eternal life and go about it another way. That's what Babel was about. That is what socialism is attempting to do. The rise of it out of New York City, especially, and other areas, not only in the nation, but globally. Just look at who England just elected as prime minister. His last name is Burnham. Ham was the father of Nimrod. Burnham. I mean, it's very interesting for the hour we're in. But socialism, wants to replace the role of God in your life and make the government your God and your everything. So it makes you surrender all your God-given rights with an empty promise of everything being provided to you for surrendering all those rights. That is the hallmark of Satan and his contracts. That is the hallmarks of agreements with the devil, because socialism ultimately wants to be God in your life and totally replace the role of Almighty God that is supposed to be in the life of humanity. Now, Babel does have to do with 9/11, New York City, the rise of socialism and what's happening. It does, and I'm going to show you how. I'm going to show you this, and I'm going to show you, we're going to go back to the book of Esther for a moment too, because the parallels here between the two, because Haman and Nimrod have something in common, and we're going to talk about that. It's almost the same account, different players, all right? Different apparatus that's being erected, let's say. So, Zoram Mamdani. Well, I perceive to be the Lord showed me something else today about this man. He does have Haman in his name from the book of Esther. He's got another name hidden in his name. Guess what that name is? We're going to show you. Nimrod. You can spell Nimrod from Zoram Mamdani. So there's two names you can spell out of his names biblically. Haman and Nimrod. Do we think that's an accident that these two names are hidden in this man's name? Now, what do Haman and Nimrod have in common? Because you might say, well, could they have anything in common? Yes, they do. They both tried to build something of great height in defiance of what the Lord and his law said in order to harm the people. They both did this. In Nimrod's case, it was Babel. We're going to make something high into the heavens. We're going to go up there and we're going to ambush God and we're going to take over and we're going to get to heaven our own way. In Haman's case, it was a 50-cubit gallows that was erected to hang Mordecai on, who was part of the people of God that Haman wanted to destroy. Mordecai was from the tribe of Benjamin. I want you to remember that because we're going to circle back to that. So in Nimrod's case, it was Babel. In Haman's case, it was the 50-cubit gallows. In both cases, them in defiance to God building that brought their fall. So in both cases, that rebellion, because it was rebellion, both of them rebelled against the Lord, both of them building that in that time, building it in that time caused them to fall. Now, if we go to Genesis chapter 10, verses 9 through 17, 9 plus 17 is 26. We're in the year 2026. This is going to make sense to you here in just a moment. I'm going to read it to you. Genesis 10, 9 through 17. He, meaning Nimrod, was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Therefore, it is said, like Nimrod, a mighty hunter before the Lord. The beginning of his kingdom was Babel and Erech and Akkad and Calna in the land of Shinar, which is Babylon. Verse 11, from that land, Nimrod went to Assyria and built Nineveh and Rehoboth and Calah. And Nimrod built Rezin, which is between Nineveh and Calah. All these combined to form the great city of Nineveh. Mizraim became the father of Ludim, Anamim, Lehabim, Naphtuhim, and Pathrusim, and Calsluhim, from whom came the Philistines and Calphtorim. Verse 15, Canaan became the father of Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite. Verse 17, and the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite. So they're giving the lineage here. They're giving the lineage of Nimrod. They're giving a lineage here to us in Genesis 10, 9 through 17. Now, 9 plus 17 is 26. We're in the year 2026. Zoram Mamdani has Nimrod hidden in his name besides Haman. He's got Nimrod there, which means somewhere in this scripture, this block of scriptures, we should be able to find what is happening today, since the Bible is, since Almighty God, who wrote the Bible through his servants, is outside of space and time. We should be able to see hidden within this what is unfolding today. Okay, so we're going to put this up for you, because I'm going to show you something. Hidden within these scriptures, hidden within Genesis 10, 9 through 17, you can spell Zohran Mamdani, Rise of Socialism, New York City, 9/11, Freedom Tower, Rosh Hashanah, President Trump, 47th President. From this block of scriptures, having to do with Nimrod, building Babel, doing what he did, we actually can spell all of these things that all are clustering around this time that actually have to do with what unfolded in the book of Genesis. Now, interestingly enough, the number 9 is in the word Nineveh. Nineveh didn't repent. Well, Nineveh was told to repent. They finally did repent. Jonah got mad that they repented, but they repented and God relented because God wanted to destroy Nineveh. Why? Because of the idolatry, the outcry had reached to heaven of what they were doing. And interestingly enough, 9 is in the word Nineveh, right? And we watched what happened with 9/11 in New York City. I don't think that's an accident. I think these things are buried within parts of scripture that are very very aligned for the time that we're in. So I don't think that's an accident. Now, if you go to Genesis 11, verses 4 through 7, right? 4, 7, 47, we're in the 47th presidency. It says, they said, come, let us build a city for ourselves and a tower whose top will reach into the heavens. And let us make a famous name for ourselves. New York City is full of this. So that we will not be scattered into separate groups and be dispersed over the surface of the entire earth. Now the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, behold, they are one people. Then they have the same language. This is only the beginning of what they will do in rebellion against me. And now no evil thing they imagine they can do will be impossible for them. Come, let us, meaning Father, Son, Holy Spirit, go down and there confuse and mix up their language so that they will not understand one another's speech. Translation. Let us break up and fracture their agreement so they cannot agree. Let us go and fracture and break up their agreement to weaken their mission. Now, this goes even further because this is part of what is rising out of New York City, because the rise of socialism is the Babel they are building. You've got two biblical parallels running here at the same time. You have the book of Esther, and you have Haman, and you have what's happening out of New York City with the rise of socialism. And then you have Genesis 10 and 11 and Babel, because with socialism in this nation, they are attempting to build Babel. We are going to do it our way. We're going to get around what God says. We're going to build something into the heavens where we become God, where we become the people's God. They are trying to build Babel in this nation through socialism. And that man, Zohran Mamdani, has two names hidden within his name, Haman and Nimrod. And both those biblical accounts are running parallel out of New York City within the nation in this time. Now, this goes even further. So I showed you Babel and I showed you that part of it, that column. Now we're going to go to the column of the book of Esther. So we're going to show you what has been happening in the past days leading up to the 9th of Av out of New York City. We're going to put up the article for you. Mamdani says New York lacks authority to arrest Netanyahu, calls him a war criminal. So New York City Mayor Zohreh Mamdani said city officials have determined they do not have the independent authority to arrest Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu on an arrest warrant issued by the International Criminal Court. Now, President Trump has said Netanyahu won't be arrested. Zohreh Mamdani doubled down there for a few days and said that he was going to arrest Benjamin Netanyahu when he came for the UN General Assembly in September, which we'll get into in a moment. This has all been transpiring leading up to the 9th of Av. Now, what does this have to do with Haman and Mordecai? I'm going to show you, because this is something else biblically right now that continues to run parallel. I'm telling you, we're going to go through the entire account of the book of Esther by the time this man's term is over. And I don't believe he's going to serve his full term, because I know what the book of Esther says. Okay. What did Haman want to do? In the book of Esther, Haman wanted to have Mordecai arrested and hung for refusing to bow to him after Haman was appointed to high political office. Mordecai was from the tribe of Benjamin. Now, Zohreh Mamdani, the man with the name Haman hidden in his name, threatens to arrest Benjamin because Benjamin won't bow. And in fact, if you go to Esther chapter 3, verses 4 through 7, there it is again, 47. We're in the 47th presidency. This is what it says. Now, it happened when they had spoken to him day after day and he would not listen to them, that they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's reason for his behavior would stand as valid, for he had told them he was a Jew. When Haman saw that Mordecai neither bowed down nor paid homage to him, he was furious, but he disdained laying hands on Mordecai alone, for they had told him who the people of Mordecai were. So Haman determined to destroy all Jews, the people of Mordecai, who lived throughout the kingdom of Ahasuerus. Verse 7, in the first month, the month of Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, Haman cast Pur, that is the lot, cast before him day after day to find a lucky day to approach the king, month after month, until the 12th month, the month of Adar. Looked for a lucky day to approach the king. What do you call Mamdani consulting with his legal department to find a day to arrest Benjamin Netanyahu? Zohreh Mamdani, the man with Haman hidden in his name, wants to arrest the man named Benjamin. Mordecai was from the tribe of Benjamin. Now, this is what I'm going to tell you. They are casting lots. I'm telling you, Mamdani's entire term as mayor will follow the timeline of the book of Esther and Haman. They are casting lots right now to see a day to send out the decrees of destruction. He's consulting with the legal department because he's doing what Haman did. He's trying to cast lots to see when a good day would be to send out these decrees of destruction. Now, the other article we had, which is what happened yesterday, is he doubled down and he threatened to arrest the Israeli prime minister. New York City Mayor Zohreh Mamdani doubles down on threat to arrest Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. So he doubles down on this before he's told he has no authority to do so. And he said that his administration would follow all applicable laws. With the General Assembly due to convene in less than 2 months, the mayor is refusing to back off his insistence that he is involved in active conversation with his lawyers about arresting Israel's leader when he steps foot in New York City. That's New York City, right? That's like Susa, the capital, the citadel in the book of Esther. The UN General Assembly opens just days after 9/11. I believe it's around the 15th of September. So the UN General Assembly is supposed to literally happen days after the Feast of Trumpets and the 25th anniversary of 9/11 converge. That is when Benjamin Netanyahu is going to step on the soil of New York City, into the UN General Assembly. Now, I will tell you this. We are heading towards a shaking in New York City. The gallows are being built. The gallows are actively being built. The lots are actively being cast. Babel through socialism is attempting to rise. The Feast of Trumpets, right, on 9/11 of all years, that's when Mamdani wants to arrest Benjamin Netanyahu. Of all years, when the Feast of Trumpet begins on 9/11, in the two-year window that equals 9/11, with the presidencies, 45 and 47, that equal 9/11, in the 25th year of 9/11, in America's 250th year, that is when the man who has Haman hidden in his name, in the year Blood Moon, a Blood Moon happened on Purim 2026. This is the year the man with Haman in his name wants to arrest the man named Benjamin and cast lots for his arrest. I don't know how more clear this could be, that we are following a prophetic timeline of the book of Esther. Well, Haman was a nutcase too. People are writing he's a nutcase. I get it. I mean, let me tell you something. Haman was a few fries short of a Happy Meal if I've ever seen somebody. And so we're watching something very similar here. Of all times, this is when this happens. Now, I want to read to you what Esther 4:7 says. 47, because this is the presidency we are in. Mordecai told him everything that had happened to him and the exact amount of money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasury for the destruction of the Jews. Mordecai is conveying that the decree of destruction from Haman, the legal document, the legal decree that was ratified by the king, has now gone out, and Mordecai is now saying how much people are willing to pay for the destruction of the Jews. And the man with Haman hidden in his name, Zoran Mamdani, is consulting with his legal department to see when the decree of destruction can go out. In fact, in the book of Esther, Haman goes to see the king. The king has a case of, I call, divine insomnia, because the Lord purposely wouldn't allow that man to sleep. So then he would go and ask for the chronicles to be opened, to be read before him. And that night it just happens to be read to him that Mordecai saved his blessed life by exposing the plot that his two guards were going to kill him. And just as he realizes Mordecai saved his life, here comes Haman and his legal team to see the king in order to ask the king to have Mordecai arrested. These parallels are too profound with what is happening right now in the year that Purim is marked by a blood moon, in the year the Ayatollah Ali Khomeini, who has Haman and Amalek in his name, falls, in the year the man with Haman in his name, Zoran Mamdani, is raised up in New York City, in the year 9/11 and Rosh Hashanah converge with Trump's presidencies equal 9/11. That's when Zoran Mamdani wants to go and consult with the legal team to have Benjamin arrested. We know how this is going to end for Haman, because we know what it says in the Word of God, and we know what the book of Esther says, and I don't know how clearer it can be than this. Okay. November 27th, 2024, Word of the Lord. Haman's and Saul's have a position without an anointing, says the Lord. Destruction follows them. They bring whole nations into turmoil. They persecute and mock who I, the Lord, have anointed. They seek to remove them. So that was from a word in 2024. June 1st, 2026, the pride agenda is attached to Haman as well. Haman was filled with pride in the book of Esther. He built the gallows, and the very gallows he built to hang Mordecai and destroy the people of God, he was hung on. When you see a Haman rise, pride will rise, gallows will rise. And then when the people of God intercede and pray, those divine reversals go forth and those gallows reverse upon the builder. Nimrod was a builder. Haman was a builder. You see, and what they did was they took that and they built things that defied Almighty God. This is why President Trump has to be so careful, because he also is a builder. And so this is why he needs prayer right now in the midst of the decisions that he is making. But what is coming out of New York City right now is a picture of what's attempting to rise in the nation. Socialism is attempting to build the gallows. They're actively building the gallows for the destruction of the people of God, for the destruction of this covenant in this nation, for the destruction of the liberty that God has given us. They are actively building the gallows. They are actively casting lots to see a lucky day to approach leadership in order to put out decrees of destruction in this nation. We are actively watching this happen. We are watching Hamans build the gallows of socialism. We are watching Nimrods build the Babels of socialism. We're actively watching this in a 9/11 year. 9/11. This is an alarm to the nation if I have ever seen it. If I have ever seen a point of time where 9/11 keeps coming up as socialism and Haman are on the rise, it's now, people. This is not a coincidence. This is an alarm and a wake-up call that the Lord needs his people and the church to see in the nation, because it took the intercession of Esther and Mordecai and the people of God and the fasting and prayer to reverse those decrees of destruction upon the sender. The way that's getting reversed is in God's court, not man's court. When Esther and Mordecai called for national fasting and prayer for 3 days, is when in the spirit God gave the order from his throne, the reversal went out, the decrees of destruction began to be reversed in great measure. And Haman and his sons fell on their own gallows that they had built to destroy the people of God. When he's saying he's going to have Netanyahu arrested, he's building the gallows. You don't have to agree with everything Netanyahu does. You don't have to like everything that man does. You don't have to like everything our own government does. You could disagree with what governments do in the earth. That's fine. But Haman took it a step further to destroy the people of God. You see, you may not like Netanyahu and you may not like the things he does, and God knows the man is far from perfect. But if God has called him to do certain things, when people like Zoran want to build gallows against him, You are actually walking in rebellion against the plans of God and his purposes. And we are watching that actively unfold out of New York City. We are watching it actively unfold out of New York City. And it's not just here. I mean, it's a good cross-section, New York City, for what's happening in the nation right now. And this 9/11 moment that we are definitely in this nation. And what's about to come out of New York City, the shaking that is about to occur and the outcry that is about to go up out of New York City. The outcry that's about to come from the most symbolic areas of that city into the nation, down the East Coast, to Washington, D.C., up to Albany, to rupture the seat of Albany. It's about to happen. It is on the cusp. But it's not just happening here. You have to understand, the enemy's got to be strategic. So what he's trying to do is deploy multiple Hamans at once. That's what he's trying to do. So if one falls, he's got them planted in other areas right now within the earth, because this is how the enemy operates. So something happened that tipped me off to this, that this is about positioning as many Hamans right now in the earth in the year that Purim was marked by a blood moon. And something happened in Nicaragua today in the past couple of days that tipped me off to this. Nicaragua ends all elections, how president compares to world's strong men. Nicaragua's president, Daniel Ortega, has said the Central American nation will stop holding elections, slipping further away from democracy after years of crackdowns on dissent and political opposition decried by human rights groups. Ortega, who has spent two decades in power after serving an earlier presidential term during the 1980s, said on Sunday that U.S.-backed parties and supporters of the Somoza family who ruled Nicaragua until 1979, keep that in mind for a minute, would never again return to power. While Ortega helped overthrow the U.S.-backed dictator Anastasio Somoza in the 1979 Sandinista Revolution. Okay, there's more to this than meets the eye here. So 1979 was 47 years ago. 1979 also happened to be the Iranian Revolution, where the Ayatollah took over. 47 years later, 2026, during the 47th presidency, the Ayatollah falls. 1979, the Sandinista Revolution, Nicaragua, right? In Nicaragua, the U.S.-backed leader is overthrown by Ortega. 47 years later, during the 47th presidency, and the year the Ayatollah falls, Ortega now decides that would be an opportune time to end all elections because Haman doesn't want an election. Haman wants a dictatorship. Purim was marked by a blood moon in 2026, also in 2025. 2027 is a Jewish leap year, which means double Purims, because you have a Dar 1 and a Dar 2, Purim Katan, Little Purim, and Purim. So this leader of Nicaragua does this within this window. This is the setup. These things we're watching now are the setup for the double decrees of destruction to go out, which means double divine reversals, and Haman's falling in multiples will be the product if the people of God intercede. Mark my words, this is another man that has just built his own gallows. And I believe going into 2027, we will see that fall. It may be at the end of 2026 on the cusp of 2027, but it will be a close to 2027 or on the cusp of it, because this is another instance of this happening right now within the earth. We are watching globally this unfold. We are watching globally the Haman build the gallows. We are watching globally through socialism, Babel be built. We are watching it all within this window that has so many 911 markers to it. So we have to understand that we're watching a global event happen here. It's not just in our country. It is global. There are certain things happening globally right now that we have to understand are repositioning and shuffling the deck within the earth. Now, to prove this to you even further, I want to show you Canada for a minute, because I'm showing you this is happening in multiple places. Now, this article, if you remember, back in January of 2026, Canada made a deal with China. And they struck a deal with China in January 2026, even though there were grave concerns over its human rights record, and nearly a year after he called China the biggest security threat facing Canada. 6 months after Mark Carney strikes this deal with China, 6 months almost to the day, July 16th, 2026, into July 17th, wildfires were raging across a significant portion of Canada. So much snow, we had smoke billowing down into our area of New York State, and we were getting air quality warnings. 6 months to the day after Mark Carney makes a deal with China, fire breaks out across the land of Canada, another socialist hub. Why did that happen? Because when you make a deal with a dragon, fire follows the dragon. Fire comes from the dragon and burns up its territory. Fire follows the dragon. China is the dragon. They made this deal 6 months to the day in the year 2026 with China. And fire follows the dragon. And now their country is up in flames. So pray for our brothers and sisters in Canada right now that are there, because it's not a good situation. And I remember the Lord specifically had said, February 16th, 2026, Canada attempts to usher in a new order, order of the world, says the Lord. They have made deals with devils and dragons and sheiks. However, says the Lord, as the dragon gasps for air, Canada and their leadership shall take a sudden, unprecedented turn. June 10th, 2026. And says the Spirit of the Lord, this day, there is a very serious judgment that is about to be exacted upon the leadership of Canada. Very serious. Where their path to continue shall be slim, as their crimes against humanity unearth contracts of blood between government and organization, between imams and activists. A trifecta, says the Lord, involving China as well. And this was an interesting line in this word that the Lord said. Farmland, says the Lord, Absalom burned Joab's field. Both corrupt, both fighting for power. They turned on each other and destroyed the resources. A very serious moment of such shall occur in the nation. Absalom burned Joab's field. Now, this is after, this goes into this word when Canada begins to be spoken about. And that was June 10th, 2026. And in July, 6 months after the deal is made with the dragon, we watch Canada go up in flames, which is another socialist hub. So Canada is another one right now that is pushing more and more the socialist agenda. You have Canada. You have England that just elected a prime minister that is incredibly socialist, Burnham. Ham was the father of Nimrod. His first, Burnham. We are watching fire in many forms across the earth. And this is the man's last name who is raised up as prime minister in England in this hour, who is very socialist. We are watching it rise out of New York City. We are watching it rise out of Michigan. See, we're watching it, a movement of it being built within the earth. The gallows, it's building within the earth. The Babels, it's building within the earth. This is happening as a collective, we're watching. So we're watching all of these things in these nations that are socialist, in these cities that are socialist. We're watching all of these things happen, surrounding each other at once. Hi, Buster. There goes Buster. Buster's leaving and going upstairs now. He's had enough. He's going into the laundry room. So we have to understand that biblically, the hour we're in and the time we're in has to do with Esther, Babel, has to do with fire in many forms going out. Many, many forms happening, especially in these nations that are rebelling more and more in socialism. Their nations aren't going to get better. Their nations are going to be put in the furnace even deeper. And we're watching that actively unfold in these different areas of the earth. We are watching where the Hamans have attempted to rise, fire go out in many forms. We are watching it in Iran. We are watching it in Canada. We are watching it out of New York City and what happened at 26 Federal Plaza. We're watching this go out in many forms in this time, in this season. And so we have to be sober-minded, alert, vigilant. We have to understand the sign of the times we're in. We have to understand the biblical parallels and precedents that are being put forth. We have to make sure that we are the watchman right now and we're sounding the alarm. I'm in New York State. The Lord has positioned me here. I have been sounding the alarm about this over and over and over again. And all of this is on a collision course in the next few months. I had said July to September, this was going to be the problematic window. This was going to be a doozy, this window. And now we are watching as we approach the 9th of Av, what unfolded in New York City. That's not an accident. That is prophetic timing. We are watching now. We're going to see it intensify going to September. We are going to see the intensity get turned up dramatically when it comes to what's coming out of New York City, what's happening with socialism, with attempts in this nation. We are going to see the intensity of this turned up, and we need to intercede and pray that these plans of the enemy are minimized and are thwarted and are dismantled, because the way Haman got dismantled is Esther and Mordecai interceded and prayed, and they called for national prayer and fasting. National, not just them, but national prayer and fasting is what dismantled and limited the damage that the enemy had set out through Haman to accomplish. The decrees of destruction that were coming due, the fasting and the prayer and the legal turning over in the spirit before God's court of those decrees are what caused them to buckle in the natural. So we need to be very alert of this and aware of this as the people of God right now, and continue to be the watchmen. And continue to weigh everything up against God's word. What's happening is weigh it up against God's word. What's happening right now in the nation? Weigh it up against God's word. We are constantly supposed to be going to the word of God to have a biblical perspective and worldview about what is unfolding, to understand not only the hour we are in, but the devices that the enemy is deploying and the individuals and the character traits of who he is using. So please keep that in mind as we go forth. Praise the Lord. I'm just looking at the time here. Okay, we have a couple of announcements as we wind down for the evening. Engaged Ministries, I'm going to be there in August 22nd and 23rd in Lowell, Arkansas. So please, you could go to arkofgrace.org/events to learn more. It is free. And we're going to that church and we're looking very forward to being there. So we're going to see you in Lowell, Arkansas towards the end of August. Also, Brace for Impact. This talks about what I've been talking about tonight. So it goes deeper and it goes into 2028, this book, prophetically about what is going to unfold in the nation. So if you would like to understand more, understand the prophetic more, understand the time we're in, you could go to arkofgrace.org, click on Brace for Impact on the front page. It'll take you to Amazon. You can purchase it there. It's also on Christian Books, Barnes and Nobles, and everywhere books are sold. So I'm working on a third book that is the sequel to this. So you want to read this one first before the sequel comes out early next year, but I'm actively in the process of writing that book right now. Praise the Lord. We thank everybody that has bought Brace for Impact, that has given it incredible reviews, and we just give all glory to God that I was able to write that book and we were able to highlight and expose prophetically what is unfolding in the nation up to 2028. Also, we have Givaderm we're going to put up. This is the back-to-school special with Givaderm. So basically, you get free shipping over $100 or more. If you purchase over $100 or more, they'll give you free shipping. So you can go to arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners. You can click on Givaderm there. You could go to Givaderm.com. We also have the Amanda collection there. So we have a special gift package that the Givaderm ladies have put together that have a few extra gifts in it. So you can go and look that up as well. But if you use promo code ARK10, You can save 10% on your order, and you can use that promo code over and over and over again. So we thank the ladies of Givaderm for that. It is an incredible skincare line. It is all natural. In the age of chemicals in our food and our skincare, this is an all natural, effective, powerful skincare that actually works. It's a wonderful, wonderful line they have. They love the Lord, and they know their skincare. So we encourage you to try Givaderm. Get it as a gift for someone too. Because it matters what you put on your skin, because it goes into your body. So please go check out Givaderm today. Also, the wellness company has such a variety of products for you to choose from. They do have the ivermectin membendazole cleanse that you can get. You can get $60 off the parasite cleanse with promo code GRACE. You can get 10% off nutraceuticals as well. They have emergency kits, medical emergency kits, contagion emergency kits that you can use. They also have all natural products like the one I have here, which I will show you. Smile to maintain a youthful gum line. So they have products like this that actually work and actually are better for you. So if you go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code GRACE for a discount, you can go and see all that the wellness company has to offer. So thank you everyone for joining us tonight. We want to encourage you in the word. As always, we want to really lead out with drawing you to the word and sending you in the direction of scripture. So armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. We have other Psalms on the screen for you to read, for you to recite, for you to meditate on as well. Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. I say those scriptures every single day. I say the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6 as well on a daily basis, because Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. And the order of that prayer is what is so important. I'm also going to encourage you, Genesis 10 and 11, the account of Babel. Go back and read it. Esther, right? Book of Esther, chapter 4. Go back and look at Esther chapter 4 as well, given what we were discussing tonight. Refresh yourself on it. Ask the Lord to give you eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say when it comes to scripture and understanding it and the time that we are in. That scripture is supposed to sharpen us. It is supposed to edify. It is supposed to transform us. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And we need to be in the scriptures daily. We need, with all of the noise out there, the deception, right? The revelationary war that we are fighting. We need to be in the scriptures every day so we know and understand the voice of our Father in heaven amongst a company of counterfeit voices right now that the enemy has deployed into the airwaves. So we just encourage you, make that time every day with the Lord to be with him, to pray, to be in the scriptures, to read the word. It is so important for your rooting in the Lord and for your growth in the Lord to do that. So we just encourage you with that as we close tonight. And we thank everyone. Thanks to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. I will be back on most likely Friday. Mark your calendars. We'll be going live Friday. Then we'll be back to our normal schedule, prayerfully next week. But Friday, we will be going live. We will announce when. So thank you, everyone. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. God bless you. Keep the faith. And we will see you on Friday. God bless.